The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parashas is Parashas Ekev. In the Parashah by Chamishi, that's the Devarim Yud, Posuk Yud Beis. Moshe is telling over the people what has been taking place. This is at near the end of the 40 years in the desert. And he tells the people of how much trouble they've given HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ato Yisrael ma Hashem elekecho she'el imoch. And now Yisrael, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from you? Kim liyira es Hashem alakecho. Only to fear Him, to fear the Lord your God. Loleches b'chol drachov, to walk in all of His ways. Ulava Yisrael, and to love Him. Ulava es Hashem alakecho b'chol levavich v'chol nafshecho, v'chol nafshecho, and to serve Hashem with all of your hearts and all of your lives. Lishmar es mitzveis Hashem. Reshu Kesov, Asher Anochi Metzavcha Hayom Letev Loch. To guard all of the mitzvahs of Hashem, His statutes, which He commands you, Letev Loch, for your good. And then the Torah carries on, Hein Hashem Alakecho Hashemayim Ushmei Hashemayim Oretz V'chol Asher Bo. Kadosh Baruch Hu has everything. He has the heavens and the heavens of the heavens and all of the land. And still Rak Bavisecha Chashak Hashem Lava Isom. And still HaKadosh Baruch Hu has loved and desired only your fathers. Vayivcha bezarom achareihem bochem mikol amim kayom hazeh. And He has chosen in their seed after them, in you from all of the nations, like today. Now the simple meaning of all of this, as Rashi tells us, that afa pisha asisim kol zos odena rachma v'chibosei aleichem u'mikol ma shechatasem lifonav ein eshel mikem. That even though you have done all of this, you have angered Him so many times and you have transgressed His word so many times, still His compassion and His love is on you. And from all of your sins, He asks only this, nothing more, that you should fear Him, guard His commandments, and serve Him with all of your hearts and all of your souls. This is the simple meaning of the psukim. The Gemara brings, however, and Rashi mentions it. The Gemara Mesech the Broches, Daf Lamed Gimel Seif Omer Aleph. Vamar B'chanino. B'chanino said, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. Everything belongs to heaven. Everything belongs to Hashem, except the fear of Hashem. Shenemar v'ato Yisrael ma Hashem elakecho shel. Ma Hashem elakecho shel mimach. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from you? Ki'im liyira. Only to fear Him. And the fact that it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only asks from you only to fear Him, that means He's excluding other things which He does not ask for from you. So what does that mean? That means that all other things, all other achievements in life is not dependent on you. He's not asking from you. Your job is to fear Him and fulfill His words. Rashi explains as follows: Hakol bidei shemayim, kol habo alo odom. Everything that comes upon a person, biyar kodesh baruch hu. That's from Hashem. That's a gzeira. That's a decree. Kigein oruch kotzar, if he'll be born tall or short, or if he'll grow tall or short. Oni osher, if he'll be poor or wealthy. Chocham sheite, if he'll be very wise, or he will not be wise at all. Loven shocher, if he'll be very light-complected or dark-complected. Hakol d'bidei shamayim hu. That all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not man. Aval tzadik v'rosho, but whether he will be righteous or wicked, ein bo al yedei shamayim. This does not come from heaven. Ezeh mosar biyodei shel odom. This he has given over to the hands of man. V'nosan lefonav shnei drochim. And he has given man two shnei drochim, two paths. V'hu yivchar lei yirah shamayim. And he will choose, he has to choose for himself yirah shamayim, the fear of heaven. So what is the Gemara telling us? Hakol b'dei shamayim, all things that a person has, whether he's going to be wealthy or poor, whether he'll be very, very intelligent or he'll lack intelligence, whether he'll be strong or weak, whether he'll be tall or short, all of these are gzeirahi, they're decrees. They're not because of man. What is left to man is just what is referred to as Yirah Shamayim, the fear of heaven. That means his Torah and mitzvahs. This is what Chanino said, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi yirah shamayim. Everything will come to man from heaven except the fear of heaven. That comes from him himself. And this is what is meant by ato. And now, what does Hashem ask from you? He doesn't ask from you that you should move worlds. He doesn't ask from you that you should become a great and wealthy person. He doesn't ask from you that you should become the wisest of all men. He asks only one thing from you, and that's to fear him. That's to fulfill his words, his Torah and mitzvahs. But anything else, that's with the decree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees. We have a similar Gemara in Masechta Megillah. The Gemara brings there in Chofei Omer Aleph. Gemara brings the same drosha from Rav Chanina, and Rashi elaborates a little more. Rashi says, "Chutz mi yirah shamayim." Osa mesura bidei odom, the fear of heaven, that's given over to man. Shehu atzmai mechin libay lekach. He himself, and only himself, can prepare his heart for the fear of Hashem and for the fulfillment of Torah and mitzvahs. Afal gav sheichelis biyode lohochin labaveina elov. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu also could do this, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us certain decrees and gifts, whether we're wealthy and intelligent, he could also make us into Yirei Shamayim. Rashi says, "Diksiv hinei kechem beviyara yetzer kein atem biyodi beish Yisrael." It says, just like the clay is in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hands. Kodesh Baruch Hu could fashion us whatever way he wants to. And also it states, Vasiraisi es leva evan bipsarchem, that in the days to come, he will remove our hearts of stone from within our flesh. So he could fashion us into becoming great tzaddikim and great Ovdei Hashem and great Yirah Shamayim. But that he doesn't. That he chose not to. That's an area that he will not enter into, that he left over to man. Other such things as whether to be wealthy or poor or whatnot, that he chooses for us. That he decrees, but not this. Then the Gemara asks the Kasha, this is just an incidental manner. The Gemara says, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from you? He doesn't ask everything else, but ki'im, only this. But it would appear that only this would is something which is not too big. Moses b'chiyira mil sezutra sihi. To fear Hashem is a small thing. Even if it's only this, which it shouldn't say just this. So the Gemara says, in legabi Moshe Rabbeinu mil sezutra sihi. Moshe was speaking. And legabi Moshe, in regards to Moshe, this is a small thing. Moshe la'odim shemvakshin himenu kli godl v'yeshlei dema olov kikli v'yeshlei dema olov kikli kotin. It's as if you ask someone for something very big, if he has it, it's a small thing. Kotin v'yeshlei dema olov kikli godl. If you ask someone for something which is very small, but if he doesn't have it, it's very big. At any rate, what are we seeing from this? We have what is known as things of this world or things of the other world. Mili degashmi, mili deshmaya. Physical possessions or things of this world, and then possessions of the non-physical world, of the spiritual world. When it comes to that of the physical world, that's Bidei Hashem, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business. When it comes to that of the spiritual world, that's our business. Hakol bidei shemayim, chutz miyiras shemayim. Everything else he takes care of. But this he doesn't interfere. This we have to take care of. There's a further Gemara on this, which is in Masechet Nido. Gemara brings on Daftes Zayin Amud Beis. Dorish Rechanina Bar Popo. Esiv Malach HaMamun Ale Herjim Laila Shmai. There's an angel, and that angel is appointed over conception, and his name is Laila. Natal Tipo, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees that there should be conception, a woman should conceive, he comes, his job is to come. And he takes the seed and he brings it to Hashem, Ma'amidu lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ime lafonu v'ibeinu shel olam. And he says, Master of the universe, tipazu matehe alecho. Be gazer, make a decree as to what will be with this seed. Gibor or cholosh? Will he be strong or will he be weak? Chochom or tipash? Will he be very, very clever and intelligent or will he be a little thick? Oshir or oni? Will he be wealthy or will he be poor? This is what he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of these questions, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees. Vilu Rosh Ho Tzadik Lekoma. But he doesn't ask Hashem to decree whether he will be a Tzadik or Rosh. And this is what is meant, Kirbachanino, Domar Abchanino, HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyir Shemayim. That everything belongs to heaven except the fear of heaven. As it states, Vato Yisrael ma elakecho she'el mi'imo ki'im liyira eshi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ask other things from you. He asks in regards to Yira Shemayim. Rashi says, Kol mideisa v'keirosav shel odom. All of the qualities of a person and various happenings to him, boin le b'gzeiris melech, that comes from decree of Hashem, chutz mizu, except this, dovezeh levadoi, this alone, Yirashemaim Hushel Mimecho, Lefi Shahakol Biyodai Vize Biyodcho, because everything else is in his hands, and this he leaves in your hands. This is what the Novi in Yirmiyahu Perikes Posukhov Beis meant when he said, Ka'amar Hashem, this is what Hashem has said, Al Yishalel Chocham B'Choch Mosfei, someone who is a genius, very, very wise, he should not take praise for that. Someone who is very, very physically strong, a great soldier, should not take praise for that. Someone who is very, very wealthy, should not take praise for that. This is what a person must take praise for. Haskel v'yodea osi, that he has made himself wise to know me. He has studied Torah and fulfilled mitzvahs and has come close to me. Ki ani Hashem oseh chesed mishpat utzdoka bo'oretz, because I am the God who does kindliness and justice and charity in the land. Ki va'eila chofatzdin Hashem, this is what I want. What the Novi was saying is that someone who is very, very wise, very intelligent, he's a genius, shouldn't take praise for that, because that's not his. That's not his achievement. He was born that way. He was given that power. The same thing with physical strength. The same thing with wealth. This is not to be praised, because this he was given. You have to praise yourself in something that you achieved. But what you should praise yourself is how close you have come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much do you know of his Torah? How many mitzvahs do you fulfill? Because that's yours. That doesn't belong to him. The Targum on this pasuk states, Leishtabach Shlema bar David Hakimo bechukmasei. Shlema Melech, King Solomon, he has no right to praise himself on his wisdom. And Shimshon, Samson, has no right to praise himself on his physical strength. Achav bar Omri has no right to praise himself on his wealth. Elan bido yishtabach, this is what a person should praise. The mishtabach, the hakim, the alif, a person should praise himself that he has become wise, lemeida dechalti, where to know the fear of Hashem. Are ono Hashem avinu chizdo v'dein dekshayit v'zochu ba'are, are be'elon ravo kadome amar Hashem. Because that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and that is what you achieve, not he achieves. To give a little further explanation in this, the Gemara brings in Masechta Tainus, the beginning of the Masechta. Just looking, where's that Gemara? What happened to that Gemara? It's right here. Oh, here it is. Beginning of Masechta Tainus, the Gemara brings Amar Rabbi Yechanan Gimel Maftoches Biyodei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheli Nimser Biyad Shliach. There are three keys which HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps, which he does not even give over to an angel. Be'elu Hein, and these are they: Mafteach Shel Gshomim, the rains; Mafteach Shel Chayot, actually Sama Geiris Chaya first, Mafteach Shel Chaya, that's conception, birth, and Mafteach Shel Tchiyas HaMeisim, and the key to the resurrection of the dead. Mafteach Shel Kshamim Diksiv Yiftach Hashem Lecho Esa Yitzareato Vesa Shomayim Loseis Mutaratzecho Biito. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open up his treasure houses to in the heavens to give rains in time. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the rains. Not only does he control them, but he will not even give over the key to this to another. Mafteach Shel Chaya, when it comes to birth, Vayishka Elekim Es Rachel, Vayishma Eleho Elekim Vayiftach Es Rachmo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Rachel, and he opened her womb. So it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mafteach Shel Tchiyas HaMeisim, when it comes to the rising of the dead, Vidatem Ki Ani Hashem Bepiskei Es Kfurei Seichem, you shall know that I am Hashem that will open their graves. So we see that when it comes to life, when it comes to the rains, when it comes to the resurrection of the dead, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only his. The Gemara then brings b'Ma'arava Amri Ap Mafteach Shel Panosa. In the Ma'arav, in the West, this was in Eretz Yisrael, they would say even the key to Panosa. Diksi Pesach Es Yodecho Masbir L'Chol Chai Rotzo. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu to give you Panosa. Why did Rabbi Yechanan include that? Rabbi Yechanan, my time Eloi Kochoshim L'Ho Omer L'Cho G'shomim Haimu Panosa. He says that was included in the rains. In the rains is the Panosa. So when it comes to all of these gifts and all of these achievements, these are not the individual's achievements. These are gifts and gzeiras and decrees from Hashem. Another such example, the Gemara brings, it's a Mishnah at the end of Masechet Kiddushin, what we're learning now. At the very end of the Masechta, the last Mishnah, it states, Remeir Aymer, La'olam yilamed odom es benai unes nikiyu v'kala. A person should always teach his son a profession which is clean and light. That has a few meanings, what it means, clean and light. That means, first, a profession that has some dignity to it. And secondly, a profession that is pleasant. Bara brings that there are many professions that are very pleasant. A perfume maker. There are many professions which are very unpleasant. For example, a tanner, a leather tanner. That's very unpleasant because they had to put acid on the hides and it would create a tremendous odor. So the Gemara says you should choose. The Gemara says both are necessary for the world. But you might as well choose a pleasant profession for your children rather than an unpleasant one. Then this also means, the Rishonim bring, one that is free from gezel, far away from gezel. There are many professions that are intermingled with a lot of disputes and a lot of times when you might be tempted to steal or to take advantage of the other person. There are other professions that are far from that. So the mayor said, when you look at a profession for your son, what do people look at? They look at what is a profession which is lucrative. See, where can you make a lot of money? Doctor is a good profession, but a lawyer is better, you can make more money. And maybe something else is even better, you can make more money. The mayor says this is foolishness, this is nonsense. He says, look at the profession which, firstly, which is far from gezel and which is pleasant. Or what the person enjoys doing. Why? And you should be mispalel. Pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to the profession who is in charge of wealth. She'ein umne she'ein be'aniyus va'ashirus. Because you will find no profession, no career in the world that doesn't have both wealth and poverty. There are wealthy doctors, there are poor doctors. There are wealthy businessmen and poor businessmen. There are wealthy lawyers and poor lawyers. He says there's no such thing that a career or a profession that has only wealth. Every wealth profession has both poverty and wealth. And he says, Shalei aniyos min ha'umnais v'lei ashiris min ha'umnais. And the poverty doesn't come from the career, and neither does the wealth come from the career. It all comes in accordance to the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to choose a profession. You have to work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees how much you're going to make from that. So if that's the case, he says, you might as well choose a pleasant profession. You might as well choose a profession that's far from Gezel. Because it's not the profession that's going to make you wealthy. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decree. So that's another example of this, that Hakol Bidei Shomayim, this is all in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Except when it comes to the area of Tzadik Verosha. But he leaves to the person. Now here we need some clarification though. Because some people want to extract from here, and it's an enormous distortion, that if it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there makes no difference what I do. If it's decreed that I should be wealthy, I'll be wealthy, no matter what I do. If it's decreed that I should be poor, I'll be poor. Right? Now, this is nonsense. The person has to work hard. A person has to go with wisdom. A person has to guard very carefully whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. And if the decree is that he'll be successful, then he'll be successful. But if a person is not going to work hard, not going to guard what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, he's not going to go with Chochma, with wisdom. The decree could be that he should be very successful, but he will end up a total failure. On what basis do we say that? Well, let's say someone gives you a gift. Let's say you have a father, or a wealthy Zaydah, a wealthy uncle, and he gives you a gift of $1 million. So the $1 million came as a gift. But you can't squander it. If you're not careful, you could lose it in a day. You could not use it wisely. You could be negligent with it. You could be careless with it. You can take it and throw it in the sea. That doesn't negate the fact that it was a gift. Same thing by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives people gifts. Not because of their achievements. Not necessarily because of their mitzvahs, because schar mitzvah b'ayam lekol, he doesn't always pay rewards in this world. He has his cheshbonos, what he wants to do, so he can give $1 million to a person. But that person can take it and throw it in the sea. The same thing when it comes to gvura, when it comes to health. Give person a wonderful health. So what do we say? A person says, look, if it's decreed I should be healthy, I'll be healthy. So what do I have to do? No, you were decreed you should be healthy. The person smokes too much, and he eats too much, and he drinks too much. And the Gemara says, Harbe meisim kaidem ito. Many die before the time allocated that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him on this world. The fact better, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could decree that someone should live to 120 years of healthy life, and tomorrow he could jump into the river. So what happened to the decree? So this is totally a nonsense. Right? It comes to the person through decree, through matono. But a person has to guard it very carefully, like you have to guard any other gift. And you have to use it very wisely. You have to nurture it. You have to take care of it. And this is with all of the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person. In fact, as the Maral writes in a place, he writes this in the beginning of Nesiva Bitochan, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we are commanded to be Beteach BaHashem, to place our trust in Hashem, and Shlema Melech wrote in Mishle, Ve'al Binose Al Tishoein, and do not rely on your wisdom. You must place your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, he writes, he says, Ki af shetzorech la'aseis kol ma'aso b'chokhmah. A person is obligated to do everything with the greatest chokhmah that he can. Ve'ein somchin ala neis. He can't rely on a miracle. He can't say, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed that I should be wealthy. He's left me all kind of property, so I'll sit back and take it easy, and the property will make money by itself. He won't see much money from that. He says that even though we are commanded to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says that means after her person has done kol ma'aseh b'chokhmah, he has exercised utmost wisdom in all of his acts and with all of his possessions. Ve'ein semchin ala neis, and he did not rely on miracles. Then, be'al binose al tishoin, he should not rely on that, but be mispallah kodesh bochu to Hashem that he will give brocha in what he did. But if he thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give brocha to foolish acts, he has another thought coming. That's what we see all the time. We see people are left with vast fortunes. It goes by a few years, a decade, it's gone. There could have been a decree that he would have been wealthy for generations. All right, so that's one point which is very important to clarify. Now, but when it comes to the to Yireh, to fear of Hashem, that's not a decree. That's not a gift. That's left to the individual. And whatever the individual achieves with that, those are his. Those are his kinyanim. And that he has a right then to be mishalach, to take praise for. Now all of this is really contrary to popular belief. It's popular belief that what I achieve in this world, that's my strength. Look how much money I made in this world. Look at the empire I built up in this world. Look at my achievements in various wisdoms in this world. Look at my strength in this world. See, this is popular thought. And that also is in this week's Parsha. In this week's Parsha in Perekhes, Pasuk Yud Zayin, states V'amarte bilvavecho, lest you say in your hearts, Kochi ve'otzem yodi oso li esachayel azeh. God is speaking that when you will come into Eretz Yisrael and you will conquer the nations and there you will find great wealth, all of the spoils. So what will you say? You'll say, Kochi ve'otzim yodi osili asachayel azeh. It was my strength. It was my wisdom, my brains, that made all of this wealth. Mizochata, you shall remember, Hashem elokecho ki hu aneisin l'chot keach l'asrishkoil. He says, remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives you the wisdom and the keach to create wealth. it's not you, but it's Hashem. The Targum says in this Pasuk, V'titka yos Hashem elakoch, arehu yoriv loch eitzo lemikne nichsin. He is the one who gives you counsel when to buy and when to sell. You have people who spend a lot of time with the share market. And some people buy, and they always make money. I won't say they always, but many times they make money. And other people buy, and they lose. So those that buy and they make money, they feel, well, look, I'm very clever. I'm more clever than the next guy. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no. He says, don't fool yourself. Tomorrow I can make it where you'll buy exactly the same thing and you'll lose a fortune. See? Don't fool yourself. He says, you should know that hu yoiv loch eitzo lemikne nichsin. I am the one who puts it in your mind when to buy and when to sell. So if someone is going to get credit, it's not you, it's me. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. So when a person is successful, he says, don't start attributing the success, all of that success, to you yourself. Don't say, Kochi ve'otzim yodi osali asachai lezeh, that it was my wisdom and my abilities and my genius that did all of this. No. You should remember that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, it is I who gave you, who told you this wisdom and gave you this, that you should buy and that you should make this wealth. So this is contrary to popular belief. And so is the other side of it, contrary to popular belief. When it comes, people will say, the reason why that person is such a great tzaddik, he was born to be a tzaddik. The reason why that person is such a great Talmud Chacham, he was born to be a Talmud Chacham. And it's just the opposite. People like to attribute their physical achievements to themselves, and that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they like to attribute their spiritual failures to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that belongs to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, physical achievements, that's mine. Spiritual achievements or spiritual failures, he says, that's yours. Nobody was born to be a tzaddik, and nobody was born to be a Talmud Chacham, and nobody was born to be a perfect person. Everybody was born with great points, and everybody was born with weak points. Everybody was born with milas, and everyone with chesrinas. Everyone with good points, and everyone with bad points. And the greatest Tamira HaChomim and the greatest Sadiqim, contrary to what you might read in biographies, they had as many bad points as anyone else, if not more. And that's not what made them great. What made them great is through their labor and their toil, day after day, year after year, to utilize whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them and to develop it to enormous heights. And there were many people that were born with enormous wisdom, with enormous intelligence, with enormous ambition, with enormous strength. And they could have become Gaonim. And instead, they became a tyrant. They could have become the greatest Rishoyim in the world. Hitler, Yimach Shemayim, you think he wasn't born with enormous abilities? It was only because of his enormous abilities he was able to do what he did. He utilized them for evil. others would take these abilities and you'd conquer worlds for good. So it has nothing to do with how the person was born. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Malach doesn't, can, won't dare to ask him, decree if he's Sadik or Rosho. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that has nothing to do with me. Potential, everyone has potential. What the one does with the potential, that's his. The Rambam brings this very clearly. He brings this in a number of places. The one place he brings this is in Hilchos Tshuva. In Perek He, Perek He, Halacha, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. We'll just read a few excerpts of it. Rishus l'chol odem mesuna. Permission is granted to every individual. Im rotze lahat he satzma l'derech tova l'yet tzadik ha-rishus b'yodai. Im rotze lahat he satzma l'derech ro l'yet rosha ha-rishus b'yodai. To every person is granted the right and the ability to walk in a way of goodness or to walk in a way of evil. Who should cause the Torah? Hein Odom hoya ka'achad mimenu ladas tevara klemar hein min ze shel Odom hoya yochid ba'olam ve'ein min sheni daimalei b'zeh ha'inyan. He says this is what is written, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, he was unique amongst all of the creations. And there's not another creation like him. Shihu me'atzmai b'daitai u'makshavta yodei ha'tevara me'isekol mashu chofetz. That a person, the man himself knows what is good and what is evil. He was given that ability. And together with that ability, he was given the total freedom to choose what he wants to do. And there is no one that will stop him, not even HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'la'asai satov o hara, to do good or to evil, to do evil. Al yave b'machshavoscho dover zeh she'emrim tipshei umas ha'elam v'reiv golmi b'nei Yisrael. He says like this, do not let this enter your mind, this thought, which the majority of the fools of the nations of the world, and even many Bnei Yisrael, think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gezer alo odom mitchilas b'yosei liyei tzadik rosha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees on the person he should be a tzadik rosha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never decreed on the Chazon Ish that he should be a tzadik. He never decreed on the Chofetz Chaim that he should be a tzaddik. They had the same choice as anyone else, whether they would be a tzaddik or they would be a rosha. Their greatness was not that they became, that they were a tzaddik. Their greatness was is that they made out of themselves tzaddikim. So that's what he says. And if you think otherwise, he says, then you're together with the tipshei umas ha'elam, you're with the fools of the nations of the world, Arev Golmi B'nai Yisrael, or the Golem. A Golem is a Golem. A Golem of B'nai Yisrael, who think this way. He says, Ein Adover Kein, Ela Kol Odom, Kol Odom, every individual, Reilei Tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, every individual has the ability to become a Tzadik like Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, every individual. O Rosh HaKiyarovim, or a Rosh HaKiyarovim. This means that the Chazon Ish and the Chofetz Chaim also had the ability to become a Rosh like Yerovim. O Chacham, O Sechel, O Rachman, O Achzori, O Kili, O Shuv, O Chen Shar Kol Adeyas. He says, so is it with all of the other qualities. Ve'en le'mishi achfehu. And there's no one who's going to force them what to be. Ve'lei gezer alom, or to decree. Ve'lei mishi meishka lechon mishnei adrochim. And there's no one who's going to pull them or push them to one of the two sides. Elohu me atzmai u me daitai note le eze derek shi yutze. He himself is the only one that will be able to decree what he'll want to be. So the greatness of the Chazon Ish and the Chofetz Chaim and other great Gedolim was not how they were born, and that what was decreed on them Mishamayim, and that was what others influenced to them, but what they decreed on themselves, that was the greatness. This is what the Rambam says. Klaimar ein habere gezer ala odem li yestevela yesra. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not decree on a person if he's going to be good or evil. Now, he says, because of this, that's why if a person is evil, or if a person does evil things, that's why it's roy, it's very befitting that he should weep over this. Because it's he himself. And he says, that's why there's schar ve'enish, there's reward and punishment. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu would decree on a person that he should be a tzaddik, so what's he getting reward for? He didn't do anything. And if a Kodesh Baruch Hu decrees on a person, he should be a rosha, so what's he... If a Kodesh Baruch Hu decreed on Hitler, he should be a rosha, so what are you giving him punishment for? He didn't do it. He says, that's why there's the concept of schar ve'onesh, of reward and punishment. He says, this is the foundation of the Torah. This is the foundation of Torah and mitzvahs. Reina sati lefanecho hayom esachayim. Ve'eon echin aysein lifneichem hayom. Kleima sharashus biyedchem. I am placing before you life and death, good and evil. It's in your hands, it's not in my hands, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. And whatever you want to do, go ahead and do it. I will not interfere. Klaima sheina beire keifa b'nei odom, v'lei gezer aleim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't force a person, he doesn't decree. La'aseis tevoro, hakol moser lohem. All of this in this area is given over to them. And then he goes and he starts to take off on the tipshim who gaze at the stars. He says, you got your tipshim who gaze at the stars and say, because you were born under such and such a star, so your destiny is already predetermined and you have to do like this. He says, there's no room in the Torah for that type of philosophy or ideology. And he says, this is nonsense. Then he says, that's why, he says, Doni no odom lifi masov. A person is judged in accordance to his acts, because he is a totally free person in this. He says, this is such a free area, the Rambam writes. And he says, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot intervene. This is such a free area. He says, maybe you'll ask, how can there be an area that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot intervene? We're placing limitations on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu places limitations on himself. That's how he created the world. When he created the world and he created man, he says he created a free area where even he cannot intervene. And that's left to man's discretion. And therefore, doni no odem lefi masov. Now, he says, otherwise it would be a shefet koloretz leyasa mishpot. He says, if it wouldn't be that way, so what kind of justice is there in the world? Now we can judge an individual in accordance to his acts. The Rambam brings this principle also in Hilchos Deos in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel and Halacha Hey. There he writes that everyone is made up of many of a totally different personality, one from another. A totally different character, disposition, and so forth. Some are quick to anger, others are slow to anger. Some are always very happy, others are, they tend towards being sad. Others, some are squander whatever they have, others are tight-fisted, they'll never spend a penny. And he goes on and on and on. There are extremes, there's a middle path, and so on. And he says, how do we get these different qualities? He says, the first way we get them is genetic, through birth. People are born differently. Then, another way is through environment. And then another way is various attributes that we want to instill in ourselves. So through all of this, this creates the individual personality of the other, of the person. Now, generally, we would say, look, this is the person and there's nothing you can do about it. The Rambam says no. He says, Chayev Odom. It's a mitzvah, mitzvah's asay. Person is obligated to walk in the middle path, not be an extreme in any of these qualities. And he says, this is the Derek Tova. V'imotza tiva inaita la'achas mehen, o muchan la'achas mehen, o shikfar lo marachas mehen v'nogbo, yachzer atzme l'mutav, v'yelech b'derech ha'tovi v'hu ha'derech ha'yishora. And if a person finds that in any of these particular personality traits he is an extreme, he is obligated to change his nature. Now, generally popular belief is you cannot change one's nature. The Rambam says not only you can, but you're obligated. It's a mitzvah asay. Aderech ha'yishora he minus beinani shebechol deyah v'deyah mikol ha'deyah sheyesh l'odom. The derech ha'yishora, the right way, is the one that's midpoint between the two extremes. And therefore the Chachomim commanded that a person always has to assess himself to see where he's going and what he's doing, and then to perfect himself. Bezuhi derech ha-chachomim. And this is the way of the chachomim. U'metzuvin ono leleches bedrochim ha'ila. And we are obligated, commanded to walk in these drochim, ha-beinanim. As it states, the halach to be drochov, you shall walk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. These are the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do we see? Regardless of how the person is born, and everyone is born with good traits and with bad traits. And everyone is born with traits towards the right or towards the left or towards the center, whatever it might be. But regardless of all of this, he says, Mitzuvin, we are commanded to perfect ourselves where we walk in the center. And this is a mitzvah asay, as it states, V'alach to be drachov. You shall walk in his ways. So we see that not only can you change the nature of man, but we are obligated to change the nature of man, and we are accountable for this. Like all mitzvahs, we are accountable. This is our area, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Another place where the Rambam says it is in Hilchos Talmud Torah. In Hilchos Talmud Torah in Per Gimel, the beginning he brings that Klal Yisrael were given three crowns. The crown of Torah, the crown of Kohuna, priesthood, and the crown of Malchus, of kingship. He says two of these crowns are not for everyone. They were limited to exclusive segments of the population. Kohuna goes only to Aaron and his descendants. Malchus goes only to David HaMelech and his descendants. But Torah, which is the greatest crown, and greater than both of the others together, who does this crown go to? He says, Keser Torah amin harimunach ve'emir umuchan lekol Yisrael. Keser Torah is there waiting for all of Israel. Kol mi sheyirtzeh yovei v'yitol. Whoever wants it, let him come and take it. So here we see. He didn't say that Keser Torah was limited to the Talmidei Chachomim. Keser Torah were limited to the children of the Rabbonim. Or Keser Torah was limited to the brilliant. It doesn't say that. It says Keser Kohuna is limited to the descendants of Aaron. Keser Malchus is limited to the descendants of David. It says Keser Torah is there for all of Israel. But, he says, Kol Hayirtzeh Yoveh V'Yitol, it's left to the individual. If you want it, pursue it. You don't want it, don't pursue it. It will not pursue you. It's left to the individual. So not like popular thought, look, he became a great gaon because he was a born genius. For every one of those geniuses, there were a million other geniuses that didn't become great gaonim. And there are also many that were not geniuses that did become great gaonim. He became a great gaon because he was born a tzaddik. That's not why he became a gaon. He was born with the same qualities, some good and some bad, like anyone else. He became the great gaon because he was Yetzev Yoveh V'Yitol, because he wanted it and he pursued it. And he worked on it all of his life, so he became the great gaon. It states, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kom. The tzaddik falls seven times and gets up. Doesn't say the tzaddik doesn't fall and the rosha falls. The rosha falls and the tzaddik falls. The rosha makes mistakes and the tzaddik also makes mistakes seven times. The difference is the rosha falls and he stays on the ground. The tzaddik gets up and he keeps going. So this is a little more elaboration in what it means that Chutz Miyirashamayim, Yirashamayim doesn't belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It belongs to the individual. It is left to the individual. And that's why it states in Masechet Avos, in the beginning of the last Perek, Kinyan Torah, the Brises of Masechet Avos, it states, Remeir Aimer, Remeir says, Kol Alei Meteir Lishma Zeichen L'Dvorim Harbei, Zeichel Dvarim Harbei, whoever studies Torah Lishma will is Zeichel to many, many good things. And amongst them it states Hamesameach Esamokom. He brings Simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean he brings Simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And we find the same phrase in the Mishnah there which of the Menches Dvorim Shateira Niknesh Behem, the 48 qualities that one that brings a person to Torah. One needs for Torah, it states, HaMesameach Es HaMokom, he brings Simcha to Hashem. This is what it means. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not necessarily have Simcha from his angels. Because whatever his angels do, he created them to do that. So he doesn't necessarily have Simcha from them. But when a man does something good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Simcha. Because he says, look what I have created. I didn't create him to do good. I created him with the ability to do good and to do evil. He is doing good. This is Mesameach Es HaMokom. This brings Simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he created such a creation that from his own decision, he can go and do good. This is what is meant by Mesameach Es HaMokom. And another nekuda in this. At the end of Masechet Avos, it states, yeah, thank you. At the very end of Masechet Avos, it states, what's almost at the end. Mm. the Brisa brings Rabbi Yasi ben Kisma. He was walking along and someone, he met someone, and the person said, maybe you would like to come and live with us, Rabbi, and I will give you 1,000 times 1,000 gold pieces of silver and gold, pieces of gold and silver and precious stones. And he said, if you will give me all of the silver and gold and precious stones and pearls in the world, I will not come, I will not leave a place of Torah. And he said, why? Because when a person leaves this world, Shibishas Ptirosi Shal Odom, Emalavin Le Odom Le Kesav Le Zov Le Avonim Tovus Umagolias. What goes with him? He says, not his silver, not his gold, not his precious stones, and not his pearls. Ela Torah Maisim Tovim Velad, his Torah and his deeds. So therefore, he said, what should I leave Torah for? It's not a good investment. I'll leave Torah and make a lot of money. When I have to leave this world, Torah I won't have, and money I won't have. So what do I need it for? Therefore, I'll stay with the Torah and the mitzvahs. When I leave this world, the Torah and the mitzvahs will go with me. So the Maral asks a question. Simple question, a very good question. Why is it that Torah and mitzvahs go with a person and his gold and silver doesn't? Why doesn't his gold and silver go with him? Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a world like that? Person leaves, he takes it all with him. He takes his gold, he takes his silver, he takes his pearls, he takes his precious stones. No, that he doesn't. But his Torah and mitzvahs he does. Why? He says this is a sign that evidently his gold and silver are not his. They're not his kinyonim. They don't belong to him. But it's a sign that his Torah and mitzvahs belong to him. When a person leaves, if you go visit someone and you leave their house, you don't take some of their possessions with you, hopefully. You just pack your bags and you leave. When you leave this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, leave behind what belongs to me. You take with you what belongs to you. Someone else says, that's the answer. Liya kesev liya zov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the gold and silver is mine, is not yours, so leave it behind, please. Torah and mitzvahs, that's yours. That you must take with you. The gold and silver, his worldly possessions, he says, that I gave you. And I gave you to use that while you're here. But that's mine. Liya kesev liya zov. So kindly leave it behind. You leave a hotel, you don't take the towels with you, see? Torah and mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't take that from you, otherwise I'd be a ganav. That's yours. That I didn't make, you made the Torah and mitzvahs. So take that with you. So that's what Rabbi Yasi told him. He said, what should I give him my Torah and mitzvahs for the gold and silver? So that there, again, we see this principle. Now, 2 points to add to this. One in regards to the person's worldly achievements, and the other in regards to the person's spiritual achievements. In regards to the person's worldly achievements, he can, with wisdom, take his worldly achievements that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him and make spiritual achievements out of them. He can take everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him and fulfill Torah and mitzvahs. Now, there's the simple understanding in this. A person gave us, you were born with a good mind, use it to study Torah. Now you've made Torah from it. You became wealthy, give tzedakah. Mordechai says how if you want to save your money, give tzedakah and that will save your money for you. If you're born with strength, you can do a lot of chesed. So this is obvious. So with all of the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to a person, they can remain worldly possessions or he can turn them into spiritual possessions. person that was born with good health, can there be a greater brocha? Look what he can do with the good health. And some people will take their health and they'll squander it. They'll squander it, they'll waste it in 100 different ways. Others will take that good health and they'll learn Torah and they'll do mitzvahs and they'll do chesed. And on the list goes. So that way they're taking the matona which was not theirs, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu lent it to them in this world, but they're maximizing it. They're utilizing it to create all types of spiritual possessions that will be theirs and that they'll take with them. But it goes even further. The list is endless. For example, if a person is born, let's say he's born with a good head, and he becomes a doctor, he can do endless mitzvahs with that. In his lifetime, he can bring a cure. He can cure 1,000 people. Do you know what kind of mitzvahs there are? If a person was ever sick and a doctor cured him, this is a new lease on life. He can bring life to 1,000 people. Let's say someone is very wise. There are doctors and doctors. There are those that do their malocha be'emuna. They do their malocha with great trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they give all they have in it to help cure the people. There are other people that are not like that. Let's say a person is very wise and he's in the field of medicine and he develops a cure. He develops penicillin, quinine, a cure for a terrible disease. And thousands or millions of people benefit from this. Do you know what kind of claim this person has now on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for reward? Look what I've done. You take, let's say, a person is a great inventor and he invents something which brings joy or eases the suffering of society. It's like the Gemara says that the person with his panosa and his career is asik b'binyan shel olam. Can you imagine someone, even a non-Jew like Tom Edison, what he's brought to society? You take with the invention of electricity, how much trouble has he saved people? How many hours of studying of Torah has come because of electricity? Imagine trying to study with a candle. Individuals can build worlds with the physical gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them. You take a man who's wealthy. All right, they're wealthy and wealthy. Now, those people are wealthy and they squander their money or they do evil with their money or they're selfish with their money. But I'm not only talking about giving tzedakah. Let's say the person is a wealthy person and he develops an industry. And he works be'emunah, and he works with trust, and he employs 10,000 people in his industry. You know what kind of mitzvah that is? Employment for 10,000 people. The Rambam writes that the highest form of tzedakah, of all of the levels of tzedakah, is v'chesed. You give someone a job. So because of his industry, because of his role in life, he's giving panosa every day, every week, every month, a paycheck to 10,000 families. What kind of schar, what kind of reward that can be? So we must not look at the narrow vision. The gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person, these worldly gifts, he can use them for nonsense, he can use them for selfishness, he can use them for evil.
like many, many of the population does. But he can use them to build worlds with. And that's his. That he has a claim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, leave everything of mine behind, he says, that's not yours, it's mine. Mm-hmm. See? And he takes that with him. So that's an important point. That's an important nekuda when it comes to the kinyone olam hazeh, the worldly gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to a person, if they're utilized properly and if they're maximized properly, or a person if he's a gibor. Look what Shimshon did with his gevura. Look what David HaMelech did with his gevura. They became mighty warriors for the sake of good and justice. Now, and then one final word when it comes to the kinyonim mishamayim, spiritual gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give, the spiritual acquisitions of the person, where we say these are his. We said that this is an area that Hashem keeps out of, and the person has to determine and achieve in his own right. Now this is true, like we quoted from so many Rambams and other sources. But the Chazal do tell us something else on that, and that's as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves that area open that's left to the person. But he said, here I place before you Achaim Va'amovas, life and death, Tovara, Ubachat Bachaim. But he wants the person to choose Chaim. He wants the person what to choose. It's like a father who has a son, and he knows, look, I can't, my son is not a robot, he's not a machine, I can't push the button, he's going to do. He's going to have to make his own decisions. But the father is there prodding him. He's prodding him. Or Rashi brings many times a marshal, he says, like a king who's giving out to his children or to his faithful servants, he's giving them gifts. So he gives this one this piece of land, this one this piece of land. He says, take what you want. Then comes a very faithful servant. He says, wait a minute. He says, take this one. He tells him what to take. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's there saying, Ubachata b'chaim. That means he's nudging the person a bit. And he helps a bit. Mora says like this. Mora says, Habol letame, peskin lei. Habol letaher, mesayin eso. Someone who wants to come to do evil, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't close the door on him. Opens the door. Person wants to do evil, Kodesh Baruch Hu won't stop him. So Peskin lei opens the door, but he's not going to help him. Abol Tahir, he wants to do good. It says Messiah Nesir, gives him a little nudge, pushes him. Like the father or the king that says, here, don't take that one, take this one. And that's when Klal Yisrael, it says, the Medrash brings at the end of Eicha, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, come back to me and do tshuva, so Klal Yisrael said, you have to bring us back. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, that's your job, you have to come back to us, to me. And Klal Yisrael said, we can't come back to you, you have to bring us back. So there was a whole dialogue there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll tell you what. He says, I'll help you come back, and then you come back. And that's why it states, Hashiveinu Hashem Elekecha v'noshuva. You start to return us to you, and we will come back. He helps. That's what the It states in Medrash Rabbah, Shirashirim Perikei, the Pasuk Harchev Pihu Vamalehu. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, open up your mouth and I will fill it. Piskuli Pesa Kehude Shel Machat. Open your mouths just as large as the opening of a needle, which is just a fraction. Bani Eftach Lecha Pesa Kepiska Shel Ulam. And I will magnify that opening, where it becomes as great as the entrance to the Ulam that was in the Beis Hamikdash. There was a gigantic entrance that went from the Azora, from the courtyard, into the Kodesh. So what does this mean? It means the person has to want it. He has to want to do it. But the minute he'll start to do it, Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and helps him. The more he does it, the more he'll help. You put in one measure of labor here, I'll put in two measures to help you. You put in 10 measures, I'll put in 20 measures. But he has to want to do it. He has to want it and he has to do it. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. So even though this is an area where Hashem stays out of, but when the person decides and he decrees in himself this is what he wants and he's going to do it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps into the picture and gives him help, gives him some assistance. And that's what is meant, Sod Hashem Lireov. Kodesh Baruch Hu reveals his secrets to those who fear him. If you fear him and you love his Torah, then he will give over the secrets of his Torah to him. This is what is meant. Ma Hashem Elokecha Sheil Mi'imach. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from you? He doesn't ask that you should become the wealthiest man in the world. He doesn't ask that you should become the wisest man in the world. He doesn't ask that you should become the strongest man in the world. He says, my job. Your job is to fear me and to fulfill my Torah and mitzvahs. That you worry about. I'll worry about the rest. There's the very well-known parable that the Dubner Magid would give on this. He said, gave a parable that he says a man came into a train station with a little suitcase, and as he came in, the porter came and said, I'll take your suitcase. All right, fine, take my suitcase. And he told him what hotel he's staying in, bring it up there. Goes to the hotel, he's waiting, the porter doesn't come with the suitcase. All of a sudden he hears a lot of noise, a lot of tumult. Looks out the window, the porter's coming with a whole wagon, and horses. He's got all kind of baggage. And then he gets all kind of people to help schlep it up to his room. And he brings these big trunks and baggage and whatnot. And he says, here, I brought your baggage. He says, my baggage? He says, this is not mine. I had one little bag. He says, this is not yours? No. He says, I came with one little bag. And he's all sweating and whatnot. So he says, look, I'll have to take it back. But at least pay me for what I did. He says, pay you? He says, you brought me someone else's baggage. You didn't bring me mine and you want me to pay you yet? He says, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put someone in this world to carry his little bag. The person goes and he collects all kind of baggage from all over the world. And he brings it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look what I brought. He says, this is not my baggage. This is not what I asked from you. Your job was to carry one little bag. So he says, look, I've worked so hard, at least pay me. Pay you for what? My bag you didn't bring. You went and you knocked yourself out bringing me someone else's and you want me to pay you. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't knock yourself out with everything else. That's my job. Your job is the year I see to fear me and to fulfill my will with the Torah and mitzvahs.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.